We are back from the bye. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. Rested, relaxed. You look good.
Good
weekend. Yeah. Ready for some Eagles football, though.
That's right.
I missed it.
Time for some Eagles football.
So we're watching on Sunday, and the NFC East gets a whole lot better for the Eagles, who win during the bye week. The Giants lose to New Orleans in a shootout. The Cowboys lose to Seattle in a game where the offense is, for either team, just nothing going on there. So, B. West, briefly here, the NFC East, as we say every week, wide open.
Well, it is wide open, and I think that's a great thing for the Eagles. And anytime that you can not play, not lose a game, and everyone else in the division loses, it definitely helps you out. I think the biggest thing that they should be able to do in the bye week is to get healthy. Get all your guys back. It's great to have the other teams lose, but most importantly, get your guys back that you need for the long stretch, the end of the season. If they could do that and get those guys back, it's a much better team coming after the bye than it was going into.
We are all so curious to see what happens to this football team after the bye week. The Eagles off on Monday. They return to training on Tuesday. And, of course, the Dallas Cowboys. Sunday night football awaits for the Eagles. The Cowboys really struggling at the quarterback position with their loss to Seattle. They are now 2-5. We'll get a look at the Cowboys a little bit later on, some thoughts on that team. But Brian and I have a lot to get to, just catching up on this Philadelphia Eagles football team. And when we return to Eagles 360, we'll take a look at some players, some of the good and some of the maybe not so good of a 3-4 start.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
I've just arrived in Atlanta. And I can't wait to start telling people how switching to GEICO could save them hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But first, my luggage. There it is. Excuse me, sir, I think you've got the wrong bag.
Sorry, they all look alike, you know.
No worries. Well, car's here. I can't save people money chatting at the baggage claim all day.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. And while it's not exactly the middle of the season, we have a break, so we're going to treat it as such. Brian and I are going to talk about some of the players we think have improved this football team and some, as we get along in the show, who have a lot to prove. Brian, let's begin here with some players, maybe the most improved player. No, I'll start this. How about the best newcomer on this team?
I think the best newcomer has to be Jordan Hicks. The things that he's been able to do on that football team, the football field, has been great. When you're talking about you're losing Michael Kendricks and you lost D'Amico Ryans for games there, and you have a rookie come in to play the way that he's played, it's been outstanding. He has really, that defense hasn't missed a beat. He's made the plays on the sideline. He's made plays in the pass game. He's intercepted the ball, and he's making a lot of plays in the run game. I love the way this young player is playing.
I love the way he's playing as well, but I'm going to go with another defensive player. This time it will be safety Walter Thurman. Walter Thurman was one of the players nobody really talked about during the free agency period. The Eagles go out and get DeMarco Murray, and they sign Ryan Matthews, and they trade for Sam Bradford, and they acquire Byron Maxwell, and then Walter Thurman? Well, what's he going to do here? Well, the Eagles saw something in him to really complement this defensive secondary, moving him from cornerback to safety, where he and Malcolm Jenkins have been just terrific together, and their ability to cover down the field has allowed Bill Davis to do a lot of different things in his defense, and I think this defense is in a whole lot better shape now than it was last year.
No question about it. When you have that leadership from Malcolm Jenkins and you add another guy that can cover just as good as Walter Thurman. And the thing that you talk about for safeties is being able to cover, but he's one of the better tacklers on this football team, and I think that goes a long way to the success of this defense.
How about we talk about the most improved player here on this team. Now, I will go with a player who's was on the roster last year, and it's Benny Logan. Benny Logan has been a game-changing nose tackle for this Eagles run defense. And I know that in Carolina, the Eagles giving up 200-plus yards on the ground, but Logan's power, his versatility, the passion that he plays with, the physical nature up front. Fletcher Cox gets the credit, a lot of it, and deservedly so. Fletcher Cox, an outstanding player. But to me, Benny Logan has really made that leap into a premier nose tackle. And I think that sets up this entire 3-4 front, Brian. It's taken a couple of years. Eagles seem to have the pieces in place.
When you look at Benny Logan, you're talking about a player that's going to consistently be double-teamed every single game. I mean, you're talking about offensive linemen, 300-plus pounds every single game. He's going to get double-teamed almost every play, but he still finds a way to make a play. Benny Logan's a great choice.
Right, you got one for most improved?
Yeah, I think the guy that's most improved offensively especially is Ryan Matthews. And the reason why I say that is because he's coming into a situation from being a starter in San Diego. He played a lot of plays, 60, 70-plus plays per game. In this situation that he's in here in Philadelphia is that he's going to play 10, 15 plays a game. And it's very hard as a running back to find your rhythm, only playing that limited amount of plays. But he's been very successful. He's been very productive offensively. And that's why I think he's one of the most improved.
So how do you handle that situation, Coach Brian?
Well, I think you have to get closer to 50-50 for each guy. You have to give DeMarco Murray his carries because he deserves it. And you also have to give Ryan Matthews his carries because he deserves it as well. He's been the most explosive player on offense. You have to have him, you have to give him the more touches. That's the most important thing. Get him some more touches either in the run game or the pass game.
Okay, and we will see if that happens, if DeMarco Murray continues to take the lion's share of the carries. Now, most outstanding player, it's easy to go with a defensive player, as I'm sure Brian will do. I'm going to go with an offensive player and kind of specialize this category. The most outstanding player on this football team, Jason Peters at left offensive tackle. You see what happens when he's out there and dominating against the Saints, against the Giants. Played great at left tackle. The Eagles offense really showing its ability moving up and down the field. When he's been hurt, which has been more often than not in the first seven games, you see the ripple effect that has on the offense. Pieces have to move. The Eagles not as potent off the edge. So I go with Jason Peters and hope that he comes back from the back spasm suffered in Carolina and has just a great final nine games of the season. If he can do that, Brian, I just think it helps the entire offense.
Well, I think what you're describing is a great player in Jason Peters, but what great players do is they make the players around them better. And that's what Jason Peters does. He makes that offensive lineman, the offensive line position group, much better when he's out there. And, of course, when he's not playing, I think it definitely hurts that entire offense.
You got a most outstanding player for us?
Well, I think defensively, when you look at these guys up front, it's been really, really hard to get past these guys in a run game. And I think a lot of it has to do with Fletcher Cox. A lot of time people spent talking about him not being willing to two-gap. But this year, he's two-gapping his butt off. He's playing the run. He's playing the pass. And you don't get that from a lot of defensive linemen in the league. The league is so specialized these days is that either play the run or you play the pass. Fletcher Cox has done a great job playing both.
A very worthy choice. So that is our midseason look at some of the players, some awards, if you will, for this 3-4 Eagles team. When we return to Eagles 360, we've got to look at the Dallas Cowboys. How can you not talk about them just 6 days away from primetime once again for the Eagles? But next up on 360, our second half look at the Eagles. What players really need to step up for this team to play to the ability, to the level that we all think it can? When we return in just a moment.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the Cherry and White. The city is our classroom. and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Try a one-week fantasy football league on FanDuel today. Home to more winners than any other site. Go to FanDuel.com for your free account now. We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook taking a look at the Eagles getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night. Prime time for the Eagles starting the final nine-game run of this regular season. Brian, let's talk about some of the players that need to step up. We all know that everybody needs to step up on the roster. It's a complete team effort here. But specifically, offensively, Eagles really not as potent in the pass game as we thought they would be.
Yeah, they need some big-time production from the wide receivers. But Nelson Aguilar, in particular, has to step up. I know he's a rookie, but they need some outside presence. They need someone that has the ability to stretch the field like he does. They need some playmaking coming from his way. And if they do that, that's going to open things up for Jordan Matthews. That's going to open up everything for the running game, as well as it's going to make it a lot easier for Sam Bradford to be a confident quarterback, a person that can throw the ball down the field. He has to step up in the second half of the season if this team offensively wants to be successful.
Your thoughts, Brian, on Matthews, on Josh Huff. There has just been inconsistency with Jordan for certainly catching the football, and Josh performance-wise, production-wise, not as consistent as I think everybody hoped he would be.
Yeah, I hope this bye week is an opportunity for all of those receivers to get away from the game and understand, listen, don't worry about the pressure. Don't worry about anything else. Just go out there and play your game. Be the player that they drafted you here to be. Be the player that you are in practice. And if you can develop that type of consistency in that thought process, then you can be successful in the NFL.
My offensive player needs to step up. Everybody knows that Sam Bradford really needs to get his game more consistent. He certainly has shown signs in recent games of playing at a higher level. But my player that I'm going to say is kind of on the spot or needs to raise his game, and he knows about it, is Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce talks about it every single week. Good or bad, he is the key to the Eagles in terms of setting the blocking schemes, being the brain of the offensive line, setting the tempo for this Eagles offensive line, really one of the leaders in the locker room. And as important as Jason Peters is at left tackle, that is very much how important Jason Kelce is at the center position. And this year, he's been taken out of the game just a little bit. Teams are really penetrating, not allowing him to get to the second level, not allowing him, Brian, to use his athletic ability.
Yeah, if you want this running game to go, you have to get push from your center. And I think Jason Kelce is the type of guy. He's an all-pro. He's a guy that can get it done in the run game. They just need him to be a little bit more stern, a little bit more stiff up front, not allowing guys to penetrate so much in the backfield. And if he's able to do that, this running game will take off.
All right, on the defensive side of the football, the Eagles defense has played quite well for seven games for the most part. Now they want to get even better, and they've got some players coming back from injury who could make a difference.
Yeah, I think they definitely have some guys coming back with Matthews, Ryan's, as well as Kendricks. I think the group that needs to get better, you need more production from your outside linebackers. You saw that last year Connor Barwin was an all-pro, a Pro Bowl-type guy, a lot of sacks. This year he hasn't had that same type of production. Maybe it's because of the numbers just aren't right, but we need to have production from Connor Barwin as well as Brandon Graham. We need pressure on the quarterback. That's going to take the pressure off of everybody on this defense. If they had that, then this defense could be even better than it has been already this year.
And you want to talk about a defense getting better. How about the cornerback play getting even more improved? I mean, Byron Maxwell has shown signs step by step of becoming more comfortable in this defensive scheme. As you look at the schedule ahead, though, Dez Bryant, he's ready to play football. And then the Miami Dolphins come to town with players like Jarvis Landry, and Tampa Bay with all their big receivers, Mike Evans, and then Detroit with Megatron. You've got Odell Beckham, you've got DeSean Jackson, you've got the Patriots running all sorts of things at you, including a bunch of tight ends. So Byron Maxwell needs to get better and better and better and really become kind of the shutdown cornerback that the Eagles envisioned he would be. I'm not talking about Richard Sherman here, because we know that in free agency you overpay for players. I'm talking about a consistent, dependable, solid, functional, scrappy, tenacious Byron Maxwell. And we're seeing signs of that, Brian, for the final 9 weeks. I want to see that every week.
Yeah, we saw him struggle early on in the season. But I think as the season has gone on, he's done a much better job of protecting what's most sacred to a DB, not giving up the big plays. He's doing a much better job of that. I think Billy Davis has finally understood exactly what type of player he is. And I think as the season continues to progress, he'll continue to get better. But he definitely has some big challenges coming up in the second half of the year.
Speaking of big challenges, it's Dallas week, and that means we're going to have a lot of fun around here on Eagles 360. It's the Cowboys, 2-5, showing signs, season on the brink. We'll talk about them when we return to Eagles 360 in just 1 second.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
You step to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I step to Philly.
The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall. FTC.
Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I step to Philly. Anywhere.
The season was 2011, and it was a mediocre NFC East. The Giants at one point that year standing 6-6. They win three of their last four games. They win the division at 9-7. The Eagles and Dallas both at 8-8. And everybody said, the NFC East, it stinks. Well, the Giants went on to win the Super Bowl that year, beating the Patriots. So you never know. It's Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook. Let's chat about the NFC East for a moment here. Is it as bad as it looks, or is it just starting to get separation cream and all?
I think it is as bad as it looks. What you're seeing is that you're not seeing a lot of consistent play by any team. And we talk about consistency and execution every single week here about the Eagles, but you haven't seen very much of that throughout this division. But this is a good thing for the Eagles, that they have an opportunity. And this week they play one of the teams in the division, and it's a must-win game. You can't afford to go 1-3 in division. You can't afford to have two losses to Dallas throughout in this season. The Eagles have to win this football game, and it's going to take a big push from them offensively as well as defensively, but this is definitely a beatable team in Dallas Cowboys.
The Cowboys, interesting, 13-12 losers to Seattle on Sunday. They get Dez Bryant back. He has two catches, 12 yards, pretty inconsequential numbers from him. They ran the football fairly well, but no touchdowns, Brian, and I don't know if there's a solution for the Cowboys until Tony Romo gets back. I mean, if you're Bill Davis, what do you want to do if you stack the box to stop the run? You're going to double team Brian. You're going to double team Jason Witten. What do you want to do defensively?
Well, I think defensively, you have to start by stacking the box. You don't want to allow this offensive line to take over the game, similar to the way that the Carolina Panthers offensive line took over the game, especially in the second half, the last time the Eagles played. So you have to stack the box, make sure that this Darren McFadden doesn't get going because he's looked pretty good the last couple weeks. And then you play one-on-one outside with Dez. You have your safety take an eye, look at him from time to time. But I like to see Byron Maxwell in his face, physical play, just like Richard Sherman was last week. Make him get off the line with that sore foot. And if you do that and you stack the box, then you have a much better chance of getting to the quarterback, especially if they throw the football.
And for the offense, it's kind of a get-back-at-him game. The Eagles shut down in week two against the Dallas Cowboys. The offense that day was really ineffective. A couple of big mistakes from Sam Bradford, including that end zone interception, a great pick from Sean Lee. So the Eagles offense wants to come out roaring against the Dallas Cowboys. A second look at a team now that has Greg Hardy, Randy Gregory. They're much better up front. And the secondary, remarkably, Brian, has kind of withstood all of these problems, and they're keeping the Cowboys in games.
Yeah, the secondary has played pretty decent because their front seven, they're actually getting after the quarterback just a bit. And I think one thing that's important for this Eagles team just get a fast start. In the first seven games, they've only scored 10 points in the first quarter. That's just not going to be enough to compete throughout the second half of the season. They have to get a fast start going on. They need production from this offensive line. We talked about Jason Kelce as well as Jason Peters. These guys have to lead this offensive team. If they do that and Sam Bradford comes to play, completes the ball down the field, I think they have a chance.
All right, so it's the Cowboys-Eagles on Sunday Night Football. We've got more to go here on Eagles 360. Stay with us.
Chips? Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
That pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
Or even Eagle season tickets.
How do you know?
We both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Final segment here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, and the topic has to be, as we look ahead to the rest of the week here, Sam Bradford after the bye. Brian, what steps does he take here? Week off, body's fresh, played every rep, took every day in practice, got better throwing the football down the field, still not to the level. So there's some room for growth.
Yeah, I think Sam Bradford definitely has improved throughout the season, has progressed. I think the one thing that he has to continue to take a look at is how does he get better inside of the pocket? How do you have more confidence in the offensive line and the protection and then be able to throw the ball to your receivers on time in the right place? If he's able to do that, then they have a chance. The thing that I think Sam Bradford is lacking in from time to time is his confidence, his accuracy, and then his a little bit of mobility inside of the pocket. You don't have to rush every single pass. Sometimes you're going to take a hit, and if you do, you just have to make sure you take care of the football. But he has to be confident in the guys up front. And I think if he does go back and watch some of the films, he'll see that he has a much better pocket and much better protection than he probably thought he did during the game.
And in the big picture, huge that Sam Bradford plays well in these final nine games. Remember, one-year contract. Eagles don't know whether he's a franchise quarterback yet, and so you kind of want to lock down that quarterback position one way or the other, not only for this year but for many years to come. So,
well, Dave, you talk about the 2011 year when the Giants were just average towards the middle of the year. Eli Manning went on a tear that second half of the year, and Sam Bradford has the ability to do the same thing. Of course, the wide receivers have to catch the ball. Of course, everybody has to play a little bit better, and he has to be protected, but he has that same opportunity, and if he does that, then we won't be talking about at the end of the year who's our quarterback for next year,
right.
Who's our franchise guy. It would be Sam Bradford. He has to go on a tear as far as the second half of the season.
Really interesting to see how people have judged Sam after seven games. I think it's kind of premature. The guy hadn't played football for 2 years.
It takes some time just to get the rust off. And I think if he can prove, and listen, he's a veteran guy, so he understands how the off week goes. You look at the tape, you see all the things that you did bad, all the things you did good, improve on the bad, continue to get better at the good, and I think he'll have a chance.
All right, so big week ahead for Bradford, big week ahead for the Eagles, big week ahead for all of us. Let's take a look at our Amorosos on the menu segment. What do we have in store for you? Well, of course, Eagles 360 here every night at 5 o'clock. And on Tuesday, Glenn Macnow joins me in studio. We take our first detailed look at Philadelphia and Dallas. Our fantasy spin with Joe Dolan and Alex Smith. And Chip Kelly meets the media, and he's talking injuries. Does Nelson Agholor play on Sunday night? Is Kiko Alonso ready to get back on the field How about D'Amico Ryans, Ryan Matthews with that groin injury? A lot to catch up on as the Eagles are back from the bye. We're glad to be here. We thank you for joining us. For Brian Westbrook, I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.